A system that could power remote areas of Alaska is being tested in an unexpected place. Typically found in Scandinavian countries, a new cleaner energy technology is now coming to Fairbanks. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Our PR campaign has been, this isn't wood burning, it's wood gasifying.
That's Ben Leffler, an energy management engineer at the Fairbanks North Star Borough. He's talking about an innovative system for generating both heat and power, the first of its kind in Alaska, and it's being installed at a location called the Big Dipper.
It's used for recreational skating, and it's also where the Ice Dogs hockey team plays their home games.
In December, the Alaska Energy Authority awarded a matching grant to help fund the new project. It's expected to cost upwards of $700,000, and the borough is picking up some of the cost. Leffler says this is a way to save money and an opportunity that could eventually create jobs. It works like this. Wood chips are heated up, driving a gas off the wood. And that gas goes into an internal combustion engine driving a generator.
And so it's very similar to running a generator on natural gas.
An ice rink might seem like an unlikely place to try this out. And there's another reason why you might not expect a wood gasification system in Fairbanks.
We've run into a lot of, healthy questions about emissions specifically.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, Fairbanks' air pollution problem is serious, and it's been linked to activities like burning wood. That's another reason Leffler says the borough was interested in the investment. The gasification process separates out the harmful particles, so the system runs fairly clean. Leffler says it won't supply all of the Big Dipper's energy needs, but it could displace about a quarter of the electricity and about half of the cost to keep the building warm. And in remote Alaska, in places that run on diesel, the savings could be big.
In rural communities, if this technology is viable and they can produce a suitable fuel to run it, the payback would be on the order of a couple years.
Leffler says that pencils out to reduced energy cost of up to $200,000 a year. Of course, this is a test project, and it'll take some time before they'll know if this technology could apply to places in Alaska that need it the most. Leffler expects the system could be installed at the Big Dipper within the year. And the Ice Dogs can play their games under lights powered, in part, by wood. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.